Welcome, welcome, wherever you are. Welcome to the prayer experience. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's a Wednesday. It's a wonderful weather. We've had the heat, we've had the rain, and now we have a blend of both and lovely weather up north in England. Thank you for joining us. Please share this video, share with friends, family members. Let them know that it is time to pray. The prayer experience comes to you every day, 1 p.m., Monday to Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we're on at 6 p.m. Subscribe to the Daily Talks Media and let's see that base, subscriber base. Let's see it grow and increase. Also, leave a comment, leave a praise report, leave a prayer request, anything God has put it in your heart. We want to know it. We want to hear it. We want to know that the Lord's being good to you. And also, we have a prayer experience hotline that is available on the screen. So thank you for joining me. There's a team behind the scene. You can't see them, but they can see your comment. They can see whatever you put down on the screen, and we can pray over that together collectively. Let's go into Thanksgiving. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's very reassuring for us. And I want us to thank God for his ever-abiding presence with us. Sometimes you might feel like you're alone and you think you're alone, and the enemy wants to make you assume that you are alone, but it says, greater is he that is in you. He's with you, he is for you, but he's also in you. And wherever you go, the Lord is in you, for you, with you. Whether you're in Australia, Pakistan, Indonesia, India, Africa, Canada, there I say it, United Kingdom, God is with you. And let's thank him for his ever-abiding presence in our lives. Father, we want to thank you. We just want to bless you today. Want to thank you for your ever-abiding presence. Thank you because you said the greater one lives in us. You live in us. Your power lives in us. Your presence lives in us. Your glory and grace abides within us. And without you, we can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And Lord, we just trust you that in all of this, you're going to help us. You bring us into that place where we're confident in you, and our confidence is in you, our assurance is in you, and in your presence with us. Thank you because you never leave us, you never forsake us. Some of us might be going through difficult times, challenging times. Financially, materially, relationship, health-wise, dealing with one health condition or the other, people struggling with their job in their workplaces, different things happening to different people. But one common denominator for all of us is that you are with us. And we thank you for that. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I give you a scripture. I give you a scripture, the inspired word. Jesus speaking in Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Then he said, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. I read it again. Then he said, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. I was driving to church this morning and that scripture hit me bang. Sometimes the Lord does that to me. A scripture comes out of the blues. I haven't been meditating on it. I haven't been thinking on it, but it just comes, hits you, and God is trying to say something. And I just knew the Lord wanted me to bring that scripture today on the prayer experience. To remind us, every one of us, that we cannot measure our lives by the abundance of the things that we possess. The King James Version says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession, the things which he owns. Many times we want to measure our lives. We want to measure our success. We want to measure our achievement. We want to measure our breakthrough. We want to measure how much we're making advancement. We look around us. And we all have different ways in which we measure. We try to measure our lives. And it gives us a sense of comfort. Oh, I've got 2 cars. I've got 3 houses. Oh, I've got £1 million sitting in my bank. You know, I've got that. I've got this. Or I've achieved that. I got that recognition award from that organization. Or, yeah, I finished that PhD. And now I've got about 4 PhDs altogether. All of these things are material things. All of these things are physical things. All of these things are worldly. It may not be sinful. There's a difference in the things that we acquire in this world, legitimate things. And those things are good. Do you know, even having children can be a measure of a yardstick for some people. In certain cultures, in certain traditions, the more children you have, the more successful people view you. In some places, the more lands you have, the more houses you have, the more things you possess, people assess you. And not just that, we assess ourselves on the basis of those things. But that's Jesus said, beware, take heed, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. And the question is, how do we measure our life? We have to measure our life by what we do for God in His kingdom. Our lives will be measured. You know, when we finish our course here on earth, when we finish everything we're doing here on earth, and we stand before the Master, that's what really counts. What is God going to be looking for? What will the Father be looking out for? What is He going to measure us by? What is He going to assess us by? You know, there are a lot of people who are famous in this world that will, at the end of their lives, realize that they have done all of these things for themselves. It amounts to nothing in the eyes of the Father. What really counts is what we do for God. What really counts is what we do for God's people. What really counts is what we do for humanity. What we do for other people. How do we serve? How do we function? How do we make our giftings and our skills? You know, the wealthier you are in God's eyes is measured by how much you give away to other people. How do you empower other people? How do you make other people successful? How do you bring joy into other lives? That's how we measure our lives in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, we don't measure our success by how much we succeed. We measure our success by how much other people succeed because of us. Our prosperity is measured by how much other people prosper because of us. Our fulfillment in life is measured by how much do other people get fulfilled through us. I want you to reflect on that on this platform. And as Prayer Experience community members, we want to measure our success in prayers by how much not we pray for ourselves, but by how much we pray for other people, how we continually stand in the gap on behalf of the nations. Pray for other churches, pray for the church, the body of Christ across the world. Pray for nations, pray for people, pray for communities. We pray for people that we may never even meet. That's our heart desire. That's the passion. That's the reason we're on this platform, not to seek for ourselves, but to stand in the gap on behalf of the kingdom of God, on behalf of other people. And our zeal and our commitment and our passion and the driving force will be to see your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's pray for the body of Christ. This scripture comes to mind in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. It says that according to the riches of his glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. Grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. And I want us to just pray for the church that we will be strong spiritually. Pray for the body of Christ. We'll pray for the church in Pakistan, the church in India, the church in Indonesia, the church in Uganda, the church in Kenya, the church in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Nigeria, across the world. Pray for the church in your nation that we will be strengthened inwardly, that there will be inner strength. We want to see the church flourish. We want to see the church grow. Right now, my heart and passion is to see God's people everywhere mature, grow, develop in their walk with the Lord, to see believers everywhere just prosper in their spiritual walk with the Lord. Can we pray that right now in Jesus' name? Lord, we want to pray for the church. We want to pray for the body of Christ. We want to pray for believers everywhere. We pray for God's children across the nations, in Norway, in Sweden, in Switzerland, in Belgium. We pray for the church across the United Kingdom, that, Lord, we will grow spiritually. We will mature spiritually. We'll be strengthened by your spirit in our inner man, inside, not just building our physical muscles or enriching our soulish intelligence, but spiritually we will flourish. We will grow in the things of the Spirit, in the things of the Holy Ghost, in the things of God. We want to see that happen. We want to see that happen in the body of Christ. We want to see as newborn babes, people who are just coming newly into the Lord, that they will grow spiritually. They will desire the sincere milk of the word, and they will grow on the basis of that. We want to see those things happen. Will you help the church in the mighty name of Jesus? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want us to pray for people who are yet unsaved in our own world. Some of us work with people who don't know Jesus yet. Some of us work in places where all they do is swear and curse and all of those kind of things. And you know very much these people need the Lord. Will you begin to grow that passion to pray for them to be saved? And as you pray for them to be saved, God will begin to lead you, give you the direction, the flow in which you can begin to find a way to introduce the good news, the gospel to them. And through that, you never know, people start getting saved right, left, and center. If that's not happening to every Christian, wow, the harvest is then truly here. This includes people in our neighborhood, people in our community, our closest friends, our family members, cousins, uncles, aunties, brothers, whatever you name it, even spouse, husband and wife that are not yet saved. Look at the scripture in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. It says, repent then and turn back so that your sins may be wiped away. Repent then and turn back so that your sins may be wiped away. There's one thing God is asking from everyone in the world, to repent and turn away from our sins. That's all he's asking. The rest is an addition. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is an addition. Growing in the things of God is an addition. First of all, repent from sin. Turn away from sin and turn to the Lord. That's the most important thing. You can get healed here on earth without Jesus in your life, then your eternity is not secured. When you give your heart to the Lord, you know eternity is secured with the Lord. Can we pray for people in our world, people across the nations who are not yet saved, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will turn, they will repent, and they will, so that their sins can be wiped away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to pray for people in our circle of influence, our friends, our neighbors, our family members, our loved ones, people that are not yet saved, people who don't know you yet, people who are still toying with eternity, toying with their salvation, We pray that they will repent and turn around. Will you help us, Lord? We ask for your help. We do ask for your help, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you will help us. We ask that you will bring to people the knowledge of Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. That you will turn people's heart around to know that without him, they are lost forever. And so many people are sleepwalking into an eternity without Christ, an eternity without salvation. Father, we pray for our family members, our loved ones, spouses, husband and wives, and even children, grandchildren. Some of us have grandchildren or grandparents who are not yet saved. Father, will you give us a breakthrough in those aspects, in those areas? We want to see the prodigal children come back home to the Lord. We want to see them walk into salvation. In the name of Jesus, they will encounter the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news that will lead them to salvation. We pray that. We pray for nations across the world, that there will be an awakening and a revival that will turn people to the Lord and turn their heart in the direction of God. We want to see that happen, Lord. Make it happen in this time and in this age, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We still believe in God for post-lockdown harvest, and I thank God because over the last 2 weeks, we've seen about 5-6 people come to know the Lord in various meetings which we've held in our local church. And it's such a blessing to see people responding to Jesus, responding to the Lord. But we want that multiplied all over the place, all across the land, many more coming to Jesus. Lord, let that happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, healing prayers. Let's take that. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. It said, this fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, he took our sicknesses and removed, I like that, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. You know, the devil is a liar. Many times he tries to trick us. He tries to tell us that God has put this sickness on us to teach us something, to teach us a lesson, or to for whatever reason. But you know, the Bible says Jesus Christ came. One of the reasons he died, was buried, and resurrected, is so he can carry our sickness and so that he can remove our disease. How can the same God who sent Jesus to suffer all of these things to remove our disease now say, I want to put that disease on you to train you, to teach you? No, that doesn't come from the Lord. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all. Jesus devoted his ministry to going from town to villages to cities, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Will that not be a fraud if Jesus was the one putting the diseases on people and then removing it? So he put it on you and then remove it, and then you praise him for removing it, something that he put on you? No. We know where sickness comes from. We know where diseases come from. They come from the enemy. And so right now we want to pray for anyone on this platform. We want to pray that the hand of the Lord will come upon everyone and that himself will begin right now to enforce through our faith and through our prayer the finished work of the cross. We come against every sickness. We come against every disease. We come against every infirmity. And we command in the mighty name of Jesus, that pain be gone, that cancer dry up and wither to the root, that growth be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that healing grace, healing anointing, healing power, like we saw in Luke chapter 6, verse 19, where the healing power oozed out of Jesus. And the Bible says he healed all that were within the vicinity. That right now, as we pray, as a community, as intercessors, as we pray, that everyone that is trusting God, believing God, mental health situations, physical health situations, emotional health situations in the name of Jesus, that the power of the Holy Spirit will flow into minds, flow into bodies, flow into lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you. Lord, we want to give you glory. Lord, we want to honor you. Thank you for what you are doing. Why don't you, wherever you are in your home, you know, just say that. Lord, I believe that I receive right now and I take delivery of my healing in the name of Jesus. Satan, you can't put that on me. I refuse to accept that delivery and I return it back to you. But I receive my healing. I receive my health. I receive my well-being. I receive my strength in my soul, in my spirit, in my mind, and in my body. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord for answering our prayers. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers. We give you glory in Jesus' name. And thank you, everyone, for praying with us. What a absolute, where did the time go? It just flowed like that. Subscribe to the free audio podcast. It's there on iOS and Android devices. If you struggle, just Google Delitox Media. That's the best way to do it. Delitox Media Podcast, and it will take you to different platforms. And you can sign up. It is free. You get that delivered to your phone or tablet, and you can pray along all the time. We're going to be back tomorrow. It's a Thursday at 1 p.m. UK time. But wherever you are, I wish you a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Just cry, holy.